Off the Ball, GAA.
There's only a couple of guarantees in life, like debt, taxes, and Mayo will be as unpredictable as hell. And I knew they would come out with a performance, and it did.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Waterford manager John Coleman, well, congratulations on the win. It must come as a big relief, I suppose. You got a win on your opening night against Galway United. Since then, I think it was two draws and a defeat. So to get the win, two defeats, how important was it tonight to get the win?
We've been hammering home to the players all week. You know, we've been playing really well. Everyone's been throwing bouquets at us. I see people in town saying, oh, how well we're playing, but we're not winning. And, you know, it's not an aesthetically pleasing game, football. It's hard currency of goals and keeping them out. And we've been a little bit lax. I thought we were magnificent tonight, from the first minute to the last. We executed the game plan that the coaches set out, how we were going to defend. And then we made chance after chance after chance. You know, in boxing parlance, you can go two ways. Possibly the referee would have stopped it if it was a boxing match. But also, they could have knocked us out with a sucker punch. And it was a sucker punch, their goal. But fair play to our lads, we didn't sink, we didn't drop deep. We went and tried to score another one, and we missed a couple of good chances after that. I said to the lads in there, I've seen loads of these films, and I know how they end. Thankfully, it was an happy ending today. And sometimes that builds character when you see a game out. I prefer to see it out by 3 or 4 nil, like, but, you know, they're a good side, Bohemians, and, you know, to... For the team who has the most touches in the opposition box, we knew that the ball was going to be in our box a lot. We limited them to that. We defended it well. And there was, you know, big performances. I said, if we'd have took our chances, I could have enjoyed the end of the game, which I didn't at all at any stage. So, but that's football for you.
Speaking of films, it was a bit like the Alamo towards the end there, wasn't it, lads? But it was, I mean, as in the bravery, the character, everything that your team showed there at the end, because I think Waterford dropped 11 points from winning positions this season.
Yeah.
So to see that out, though, like, it was a big, as you said, character building for the team.
Well, the worrying stuff for us, we were talking about this before the game, we're the highest for conceding goals from 76 onwards. So, you know, that was in your mind. But thankfully, the lads, you know, the lads showed the determination. And we've been trying to get hold to them all week, how important every point is, every tackle, every header, shot, save. And you see our players throwing them, the bodies in front of shots on the edge of the box. And yeah, it was the Alamo the last 5 minutes, but, you know, before that, it was one-way traffic. You know, we really, by an hour in, we should have been 4-0 up, 5-0 up, so... We've got to start taking our chances.
Just obviously, we all know the quality that Tommy Lonergan and Padraig Amond have. I thought tonight Conan Noonan was really good for you, but also young Jesse Dempsey, very inexperienced player. You got a huge ovation going off there tonight. What did you think about his performance?
Cracking lad, yeah. Jesse could have scored a couple. Tired a bit towards the end. He's putting a lot into it. He's only young, hasn't played a lot of football. And that was always going to catch up on him. Had a great performance last week from him as well. And he'll only get better, Jesse. You know, the more exposure he gets to men's football, the better he'll be.
And the control of midfield you have with Ollie Inke and Grenfell as well, like, just really, really good there as well tonight.
Well, we've got a good balance in our squad, but we've also got players to come in. So Dino and Ben can come in at heads off for that and do well. You know, we left Whitey out tonight because, you know, he had a little bit of illness last week and he struggled, but he can go in there, you know. So we've got Boyle coming back, Trey Coyle coming back. So, you know, we could have a healthier squad come the start of the window without even signing anybody.
We had Padraig Amond on our station last night speaking to the lads, who put it to him, like, you know, are you looking behind because Sligo Rovers are now just 8 points behind you in the relegation playoff spot, or are you looking up the table because only 10 points between Waterford and the European places? And he said straight away, we're looking at the European places. Is that a message you've echoed to the squad?
Yeah, we had to. You know, Danny said when we had the summer break, don't come back if you don't think you can make Europe. I had a conversation with one of our coaches today and he said, would you take a point before the game? I said, no chance. I said, I believe I'll win every game at home. It doesn't matter who we're playing. Whoever I've played, and as you said, I've had over 1,200 games. I've never settled for a point at home, ever. And, you know, we've got to turn the performances. We've got to get the return from the performances. So we've had 6 games since we've been here, me and Danny. We've lost to Shamrock and we've lost to Sligo. two Rovers, ironically. But we shouldn't have lost to either of them. You know, last week, you know, it was just one of them anomaly games. And then, you know, a freak goalie in Shamrock cost us the game here. And then the games we've drew, we should have won the games as well. Pat, you know, everyone's seen that on telly, that we were the better team on that game, made the most chances. How we didn't beat Drogheda here at home, I don't know. But that's football for you. But we've got to start taking the points that our performances deserve, and then you will climb the table.
Just finally then, you've got Shelburne here on Monday. It's good to have back-to-back home games, I think, with a double header. But I think the away team has won the two previous meetings between the sides this season. So how important do you think it is to get back-to-back wins after working so hard tonight?
Well, I was at the Shelburne game. And I think anybody who was at the Shelburne game, you know, and this is no disrespect to Matt, who was you know, caretaker manager at the time, Matt Lawler and Keith before them. But, the players was sinking deep and trying to defend, and we had to say no, unless we're going to stick our chest out, we're going to play, we're going to attack other teams. So whether we win, lose or draw on Monday, Shelburne will see a different water. But now, you know, who's to say my way is right and everyone else's is wrong? They won the game. We won the game when I watched that game. On another day, we wouldn't have won that game. So I am philosophical and pragmatic about that. I believe the way that the players are bought into the way we want to play. They're enjoying the way we want to play, which is half the battle, but you've got to win games. And I'd sooner have another... I don't really like using the word ugly, but I'd sooner have another ugly win like we got the 1-0 win at Shelburne last time.
John, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Bohemians manager Alan Reynolds, thanks for speaking to us. Look, I suppose disappointing result for your team. Strange enough, I was commentating with Johnny Dunleavy there tonight. We both kind of felt that you weren't able to control any point in the first half. You were playing pretty well, but then I suppose got caught with two sucker punches just right at the stroke of half time.
Yeah, look, I mean, I didn't think the first half we turned up, to be fair. We couldn't deal with their two strikers and some of the direct play. We were all right. The game was really scrappy. First half, I would have felt we didn't have them under any pressure. They didn't, but the direct balls we didn't deal with. But I felt we didn't do enough first half and gave ourselves a mountain to climb.
Did you feel that was maybe, could you not get a control in midfield? Because I know obviously you have Morahan coming infield to add into that central midfield area. And it almost does mirror their formation, but you did obviously make a couple of changes later, so you felt that probably wasn't working.
Not that it wasn't working. Like, we have Niall coming in there, but you have to do the basics. Like, we go to Cork last week and we do the basics, and we didn't do that, dealing with aerial stuff. You know, I just was disappointed with the first half. I think we let ourselves down. You know, second half was a lot better, I suppose.
Was it down to application from the players, Wade, did you feel?
No. Come here, the attitude of the players is top drawers. Just one of those. We had a flat first half and we're punished. Credit to Waterford, they had a game plan and they stuck to it. But we need to be better than that first half. And we just disappointed we let ourselves down and too much to climb back, you know. But second half, again, our fitness levels are through the roof and again, we could equalise there.
Rob and Lee hadn't started together since the match against Derry in the second round. Is that a bit of an issue there? Do you think it's going to take a while for them to get back together?
Ah, no, it won't. You know, look at me. There's no fear of them. They're two good players, and you know, not just them tonight. It was, you know, as I said, we were down gears first half, but tougher the last half an hour. We dominated, and another day we scored an equaliser.
Yeah, just at the end there, obviously you had a couple of really good chances there. What did you kind of feel about your team's performance in that last kind of 10 or 15 minutes?
Come here, we want to play the same way all the time. You get the opposition obviously have a part to play in that, but you know, we're throwing the kitchen sink at it and having a right go and trying to get an equaliser, and I just thought the chances we could have right at the end, and we too were unlucky with a couple of them, but I'm not sure what you put it down to, but we don't change anything. We want to try and win games.
Just on the penalty, quickly, like, did you feel it was a fair enough shout from the referee, or did you have an issue with it?
I thought it was, but look, it's 100 yards away from me, but it kind of looked like a penalty to me.
So on to Shamrock Rovers now on Monday. I'm sure the team will be able to get themselves back up really quickly, but Rovers have won tonight. They've gone 12 points clear of Bohemians now. Drogheda are ahead of you as well in the table. Do you look at that match as a six-pointer?
No, we just look at it as the biggest game in the country, and there won't be any motivation needed for that on Monday. The Daily Mount will be bouncing and we'll be ready.
Just a quick word on Marcus Strauss as well. Just his second appearance for the club. Are we going to see more of him as the season goes on?
Yeah, again, Marcus was doing his leaving cert, so we had to wait for him to finish that. So he'll be in training with us all the time now, so he'll have an impact.
Waterford forward Conan Noonan, thanks a million for talking to us. Tell us about your goal tonight.
Look, I've been wanting to add more goals to my game, I guess. And look, yeah, I think it was Tommy who flicked it on to me, and just, I don't know, broke to me, and I just said, look, I'll have a whack off, and probably my best goal there. I've only scored 3 this season, but no, I'm delighted with it, and it's probably a little bit sweeter scoring against them, so I was delighted with it.
Yeah, because you took a couple of touches, you were kind of drifting across the edge of the box. Was that kind of deliberate, or were you trying to make space for yourself, or is that just the way the ball took you?
I think a bit of both. I think it was bouncing a little bit, so I think I was trying to get it under control, and I could see, I think it was the right side back was kind of to my right, so I was trying to kind of, as you said, kind of pushed away from him. And I think it just ended up being like that. And then, you know, I think it was taking a few too many touches for my leg and said, you know, I was having a strike. So, and it worked out. So I was delighted. Yeah.
Best goal you scored, do you think?
I've only scored 3. So I don't have much to pick from, but I'd say. Yeah.
It's in the top 3 anyway.
Yeah, it's in the top 3. Yeah.
Listen, I suppose you're playing under the new manager, John Coleman. Now, I remember speaking to Keith Long at the start of the season. He was raving about you because he didn't get a chance to maybe sign as many players as he wanted at the start of the season, but he felt that you could make a big impact this year. So, like, did you feel there was much pressure on your shoulders coming into this season?
Yeah, I think so. Look, obviously, Keith was amazing for me, and I'm so grateful for him bringing me here, and really enjoyed my time under him, and same to new gaffer. I probably felt, you know, I had a point to prove, probably, coming here, you know, obviously, you're when I was at, you know, at Rovers, best club in the country, you know, and, you know, you have to be, you know, I found I needed to kind of play every week, and that's what I'm doing here, and I feel like I'm playing some of my best stuff. I'm probably playing a bit higher than last year, you know, I was kind of playing a bit deeper. I was kind of more of a 6, whereas this year I'm kind of a 10. I feel like it's really suiting me, you know, as you can see, I'm kind of contributing with goals and assists, so, I'm delighted, and I think it can't really be going much better than it is now.
And is John Coleman the type of manager to maybe, I suppose, get you to express yourself, or does he want you to play a certain way that he wants his team to play?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, look, I think the style of football since he's come in has been a lot different. I think, you know, we're kind of on the ball more, and for me that's the dream, you know, I'm creating chances, scoring goals, you know, I'm just on the ball the whole time, whereas maybe the first few months of the season it was a bit more scrappy, you know, kind of second balls, you know, kind of, you know, probably didn't suit me. I still feel like I played well in that, but, you know, I think now I'm kind of really starting to flourish under it, and I think I'm playing some of my best, probably the best football in my career, senior career so far, so I'm really, really happy.
And having Tommy Lonergan and Padraig Amond around you in that particular attack, what's that like?
Oh, brilliant. I mean, they could pass the ball to me a little bit more. A few times I'm on the edge of the box there and I'm thinking of an open goal here. But I think that's a striker's nature. And I suppose, look, Pod scored, Tommy assisted me, so I think when we're all kind of involved in the goals, I think you can't complain. So, but I mean, look, I think Pod is obviously probably the best striker in the league. I think Tommy's probably the best up and coming striker in the league. I think they offer kind of 2 different things, but I think they're both brilliant. I think and look, I think every week we're kind of all chipping in with goals, assists, and just even overall play. You can see they're just a nightmare for defenders. I think, you know, they kind of bully defenders every week, so it's great, you know, and it's really, really good to play with them. Yeah,
Padraig Amond as well, he turned 37 in April. You wouldn't think when you see him running, like, the man is in incredible shape. But as well as that, I know I was talking to my co-commentator Johnny Dunleavy there, he was just saying about the influence that he might have in the dressing room on younger players like yourself. Is that something you would I suppose back up there as well?
Oh, absolutely. Look, we've only 2 fellas over the age of 30 in the whole group, you know, it's him and Boyler, so his experience is obviously, his career speaks for itself, you know, and I mean he runs the most every game, every single week he runs the most, you know, so he's, for his age, you know, still be doing what he's doing, and I don't see him slowing down anytime soon. But yeah, the experience he brings on for everyone, I think, especially with a younger group, I think you can really see it every week. Even times like tonight, you know, we're maybe under caution last 5 minutes or so, he's kind of rallying around everyone, making sure, because obviously we've let a few leads slip in last minute. So I think his experience, that kind of thing, really, really helps. And I think obviously then playing with him is just a joy, really. Yeah.
Yeah, and just finally, because he was speaking to us on Off the Ball last night in an interview, and he said, he was asked, like, are you looking behind you, because there was only 8 points between you and Sligo Rovers coming into tonight's game, or are you looking up at the top 3? It's about 10 points, I think, between yourselves and third position. He was like, we're looking at the European places. Is that a message he's delivered to the team as well?
Absolutely. I think it's everyone's goal, you know. I think you have to look up, you know, and there's obviously every team in the league offers something different, and I think you can't write anyone off. But we obviously have goals to make Europe, you know, and like Bows are a very, very good team, and to beat them, you know, it kind of shows what we're kind of striving towards, you know. And I think, look, it's going to be hard, but I think it's, we're well capable, we've bodies coming back now as well, and I think some of the football we're playing is probably some of the best in the league, you know. And I think if we can combine that with results like tonight, which probably hasn't showed over the last few weeks results wise, I think look, we'll see where we are at the end of the season, but I think that's what we really, really want to do.
And how confident then would you be of getting a point or 3 points against Shelburne here on Monday night?
Oh, we'll go for three. You know, we'll never go for a draw. We'll always want to win every game. But obviously, they're a very good team, very well organised. We've bet them away. They bet us here so far. Well, only 1-0, I believe. So it'll be a tricky game. Damien obviously sets his teams up really well. So, look, it'll be a tough one, but we've probably a bit different style of play than we last played them. So I think we'll be a real test for them. They'll be the same for us, but look, we'll go for the win, yeah.
Thanks a million, Colin.
Thanks a million. Thank you very much.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
We've been shagged by them. We've been ridden rock solid by people in Dublin. We have to put up with this. At this level, that's cost my club lots of money. Lots of money. The players are suspicious. The players are concerned. And I ask you, am I being paranoid? This reality. This is reality. I'm highly suspicious, very skeptical, and completely disillusioned over that. That was a scandalous decision. I'm only a part of the proletariat. These people run the game. There's something definitely going on. We're from Cork. What's happening in Dublin? Nothing. Don't give it. They don't give a shit about me. There's something serious. There still exists in Irish football a link with the past. Am I going crazy? Is there something seriously wrong with our game? I think there is. And again, and again, and again, and again. Somebody's out to get me. Is there somebody out to get me? Somebody out to give us a message? We've been shagged by Dublin. We've been ridden rock solid by people in Dublin.